Hello, everybody. Jim Malone here, coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor. It is Tuesday, and tomorrow the CPI comes out, the Consumer Price Index, and unfortunately, I think we're in for some little bit of a bumpy ride here, and that's part of the reason I believe that the market sold off today, coming into the close. I just don't think there's a lot of faith that that we've tamed inflation or anything near that. So I do expect that we're going to see some probably some heavy weather tomorrow. So you might want to be careful. Maybe put in some stops tonight. Maybe 2% below where you think that you are at. So that it won't pull back on you too much. But I definitely think that we're likely to see. Some pretty heavy weather when it comes to that. So be careful. The CPI is due tomorrow. The market rally faded basically into the close. And, basically there we go. I mean, it's, hopefully we'll continue on this upward trend. But at least for right now, it is looking like, we have to be careful here with the market. And basically, I wanted to point this out to you. Not that you don't already probably know, the drill here, but, so be careful, put those stops in tonight and, we will see what happens, in terms of this, but, the forecasts are that the, we're looking at a 5.2% increase from a year ago on the CPI. And so it is looking like, we may see, we just may see some more, issues here with the market. So, not unexpected, but, definitely not something, that we definitely want to see. Let me go jump on over to the spider here. Let's take a look at it. Actually, we were doing great. We were in a rally mode on the spider. We were moving up. We moved up to 410, which is good. I mean, I think that was good, but as you can see right at the close today, we pulled back and, we are basically, basically pulled back at the end of the day. As you can see, the spider is pretty much range bound. Let me put this up here for everybody on TikTok. The spider is sort of range bound. Of course, what the spider is it's the ETF that follows the S&P 500 very, very closely. So that's kind of what it is. And just taking a look at it, it seems to be in a range. It seems to be range bound between about 418 and on the high side, and on the low side about 374, 375. So we're currently right at 409. I definitely think that, and we can see we have some resistance there. So I think it's very likely tomorrow that we're going to see a pullback on the. We're just gonna see a pullback on the spider. So, be forewarned that indeed might happen. We'll take a look at the stock of the day. The stock of the day is DR Horton. Now, I kind of am a little bit dubious on this one. I don't necessarily agree that DR Horton is the right stock to be buying right now. But it was up today, 409.87 in the after hours. Here's the problem I have with DHI is that the home selling going forward, I think, is going to be very affected by the rise in interest rates. It's making it more difficult for people to buy homes. But that said, I mean, people seem to like the recovery in DHI. But I probably would not be buying in here. As you can see, we sort of have broken this downward trend. I think that's the reason why that, we're looking at something like that. But if you see, we're kind of on an upward trend. But I think overall, the stock is moving down. We're going to be seeing, there is some people are coming in and buying it. I don't know why. I'm not a fan of VR Horton. Oh, that's the that's like THI. I am not necessarily a fan of DR Horton. But it was the stock of the day. So there you go. I mean, there you go. Here's the bigger chart of it. It's hit 100 basically right here. They did bounce up. We have earnings in about 9 days. The interesting fact, DR Horton, home builder, The last quarter, it was up. Sales were up about 3%, but the profits were down. We'll see. Hopefully, it'll recover here. But I probably am not a buyer, even though it's looking fairly good. I mean, we've got, we've got a relatively decent checklist. Here again, I've been concentrating my action in the gold stocks, primarily gold stocks, and some of the semiconductors. That's sort of where I see a safe harbor right now. And one that I did was buying today was LSCC. Let's take a look at it. And that shows you Lattice Semi. And I do think this one's a lot more powerful than, this is one I would recommend looking at rather than some of the home builders. It's got 100% checklist. It's in a top area, the semiconductor fabless area. This is starting to see a lot of strength here. The group is 99 relative strength relative to the other one. So this is where I've been looking for values today. And if you want to buy a tech stock, I think this is one you got to look at. NVIDIA also very strong here, and also AMD. Now, I'm not in NVIDIA or AMD, but I'm in Lattice Semiconductor, and I'm in Allegro Microsystems. And this is the reason I'm in these two is because of the relative strength. And as you know, I like to buy the stocks that have the highest relative strength relative to everything else. So that's kind of where I'm at in terms of my holdings. Let's take a look at my holdings right now, just so that you're going to get an idea. Hopefully I'm right on this one. I'm always question things, but here's what I'm holding right now in my portfolio. I'm still struggling to get a large amount of investment here. My portfolio is only about 20% in stocks, about 80% in cash. Right now, here's what I've got. Here's what I'm holding. OR, that's Oseka Gold Royalties. That was up today. Nice little 1.67% change. I'm holding Exxon, which I do think is going to continue to move higher, even if we get inflation numbers that are bad tomorrow, which I kind of expect. This was a buy that I made on Monday. GFI Gold Fields. It's an ADR. It's a South African gold miner that trades on the New York Exchange under an American depository receipt. That was up today. Lattice Semiconductor, LSCC, that was up as well. Now, unfortunately, I don't have it on here, but I did re-enter. I took profits on AEM. That's another gold miner. And I did rebuy it. But Allegro Microsystems was down. So let's take a look just real quick at AEM. This is the gold company, the gold miner that I did buy today. And it was up today as well. So I do expect that this one probably will do well relative to tomorrow. Why did I sell yesterday? Well, it's very simple. We had a pullback. I had a stop loss on it. And so it sold out, but I did rebuy it today when it showed promise. I do believe that this one is likely to move higher by the end of the week. Why? Well, because it's at almost at all-time high at about 58. If we look at the weekly chart on it, you can see what I'm talking about. Not at all-time high, but it's definitely coming back to where it was, a while ago. So when these move past these resistance points, that's typically when they can move up very, very drastically. The last quarter on this one, sales were up 40%. Now, the profits were down, but I suspect that in 16 days when this thing reports, it's likely to report a pretty good profit just based on the price of gold that it's pulling out of the ground. So that's kind of my take. That's kind of my take on it. Yeah, so let's get into some of the questions here. Thank you everybody for holding on, and let's go to, there we go. Thanks, Charles. Hope you're enjoying the options course by Gavin McMaster. It's a great course and definitely a lot to learn there, but very interesting course. All right, thanks, Charles. Let's look at Sun, S-U-N, and see if we can just look at the chart here. For Sun, and that's Sunoco. Now, for full disclosure, I have to disclose this. I actually was a contractor for Sunoco here in Dallas, they did move their headquarters from from Radnor, PA. I'm no longer with the company. I was a consultant for them, doing some stuff on their pricing, but I was a financial analyst over there about 3 years ago before I started this show. So interesting company. Let's take a look at Sunoco. All right, we're looking at the monthly chart, the weekly chart here. Last quarter, their sales were up 38%, and their profits were down a little bit. Now, here's one thing that I can tell you about Sunoco. Sunoco basically has the contract to supply all the 7-Elevens in the United States, and they don't. They only have one refinery now, but they're mostly a company that does do supplies 7-Elevens primarily in convenience stores throughout the U.S. with gasoline and oil and products, and it's good. It's a great little company. Most of it is owned by Enterprise Partners. Is a pipeline company, but I think it's it's a solid company. Now, the oil and gas refining area is 101 out of 197, so it's a little bit far down there on in terms of the sectors. But I definitely think you're right here. I definitely think there's probably investment coming into this. The checklist is still a little bit weak at 56%. I'd like to see a better one than that. But let's look at the daily chart to see if there's kind of any entry point here on it. It's showing some nice attributes. If we draw a reversal line here, there we go. You can see that it's made a move to the upside, so it is reversing and it's right at, it's pretty much very, very close to the 21-day line. It's basically 1% above that. So you could start sizing a position here if you were looking into this area. I kind of want to look at the competition, see how the competition's doing. Marathon is probably a little bit stronger right now than Sunoco overall, and also Valero. I prefer, probably out of these two, I probably prefer Marathon, even though I used to work for Sunoco. But let's kind of compare them here to see. Let's compare them and kind of see what's doing a little bit better. I'm going to go from the first of the year here. Yeah, there we go. And let me just go ahead and jump over here so that you can see the comparison between the two in this space, and see if I can get that for you. Hold on just a second. There we go. So comparing the two stocks in this refining sector, which I think is a good sector basically for a downturn, Marathon is outperforming Sun a little bit. If this is basically since the first of the year, but if you're looking since the first of the year, Sunoco is up about 5%, whereas Marathon's up about 15%. So those are the ones that I like the best. I like Marathon right now a little bit better than Sunoco, but I do like Sunoco. It's in a good area. I definitely think this area is starting to see some real improvement. But right now, I think you got to go with Marathon over Sunoco. I just think it's just a little bit better. Now with Marathon, let's take a look at that chart for Marathon. For Marathon, basically what's going on here is that we're very close to that the 21-day line. As you probably know, that's where I like to buy them, is right at that 21-day line. But we're basically 1.87% above the 21-day line in an upward trend. Now, for this, basically, I think you could ride it up from about here to maybe about 140, and then I'd probably be taking profits. But this is what I would do. Marathon Petroleum is 99 relative strength. That means that it's in the top 1%. I really, really like that, of course. It's in this nice upward trend. Now, it's not a great pattern. I mean, it's not it's coming out of a cup with handle or anything like that, but it is it's a consolidation, which is, that's not a bad, a consolidation is not a bad pattern, It's just not my favorite pattern. But right now, Marathon Petroleum is coming out of a consolidation with the pivot being at 138. It's currently 132, so it's below the pivot about 3%. And if you look at it, this is not a bad place to buy it. It's about 1.87% above the 21-day line. So my guess is, kind of just like in physics, what stays in motion usually stays in motion. Looks like it's probably going to stay in motion until it reaches about here, about 139 or so. So I think you could probably, if you bought this, you could pick up a little bit of money by buying here and then just pushing your stop loss up. And if it pulls back, you're good to go. But good, strong stock. According to this, it says it's a 95 relative strength. Anything over 80 relative strength typically is a very good stock. So definitely something to look at. All right, let's take a look at, okay, here we go. So let's take a look at some of the TikTok people. Tesla strong, how's technical? Okay, let's take a look at the technical. Now, here's one of the issues that I do have with Tesla right now is that they have been cutting prices in order to maintain market share, which I do not think is a great trend. I like Tesla a lot, of course, but it's unfortunately right now, we're looking at the daily chart here, it's still in this downward trend, and I just don't like to buy in a downward trend below that 200-day line. I think it's a great company, but I think we've got to wait to buy it here. I think we've got to wait until at least it's down to about 163 or so, because I think that's where it's going to bounce. Right now, it's sort of in a downward trend. As you can see, it was up today, but after hours, it's down. So if we look at the volume here, we're seeing a lot of selling going on, and I don't think that this is a tactically good place to buy it. The checklist is good, though, at 78%, so I definitely like that checklist on Tesla. So here's what I would say regarding Tesla. I think you just got to wait. I just think you got to wait a little bit on this one, and it's always hard to wait on anything. Just got to get myself some more energy here for my, oh goodness gracious. There we go. Let's see if we can get back here. It's giving me all this real-time performance and anything I don't need. So I'm just going to hold it here. This is a problem that I have broadcasting to TikTok, because of course I can't broadcast the actual stream. I have to show you the YouTube, what's happening on the YouTube. If you want to get the really good idea of what's going on here, jump on over to my YouTube feed, youtube.com/DallasTradingFloor. So that's the easiest way to do it on the live on YouTube. All right. Next question for Charles. Thank you very much. Looking at MCK, that's McCormick. And let's see if we got anything on McCormick. McKesson, excuse me. I said McCormick, but it's McKesson. Wrong answer. You know, it's starting to turn, but here's the thing. Here's another thing technically I don't like about McKesson. You can see the 50-day line moved below that 200-day line. That's showing weakness. That's what they call the death cross. It did bounce, and it's moving up beyond that, but I definitely think that it's probably going to top out, at least in the time being, right about there. So I would not be a buyer here. Relative strength, 69, below my standards. I typically like to have at least 80 on that relative strength. So let's look at the checklist. The checklist is pretty good, 67. I would, you know, normally buy that if the strength was more, but the strength just isn't there. So I would pass on McCormick, MCK. I probably would pass on this one, at least for right now. Now, an area of the market that I do see strength in, of course, and I've been kind of jumping up and down and doing all kinds of things, but is the gold sector. I think that we may get a bounce tomorrow. Let's see if I can show you the overall chart for the group. This is one of the strongest groups right now in the market, is the gold and silver miners. We've got a little bit of resistance here, but we're making some highs. 97 relative strength as for the group. Currently, the group is I think it's number three or four on the list. I'm not sure, but here's the ones that I'm taking a look at. I own Oseka Gold OR. I also own Goldfields. I don't own Anglo Gold. This is a good one, South African gold miner here. It's called Anglo Ashanti. AU is the symbol on that one. That one might be worth taking a look at. Let's take a look at it just to see if it is buyable. Now, it's a little bit extended. 23 would have been the tops there. We're just a little bit too far away from that 21-day line to suit me. Let's see on the technicals. Yeah, we're 14% above that 21-day line. I don't think this one probably is as good. Let's look at AEM. This is a Canadian gold miner that I like a lot. I did buy this again today. I took profits when it pulled back, and then today I rebought it because it was showing some strength. This one's a little bit better. It's only 8% above the 21-day line with a cup pattern, which is a better pattern. And it is basically 15% below the pivot. So this one is making sort of a, you can kind of see it here. This is sort of a cup. It's kind of, I can only draw in straight lines, but this is sort of a cup. So this is a stronger pattern. If it moves above about 58 here, then it will probably run. And the reason it will is because that's resistance. And we're starting to see some nice buying action coming in there. Only caveat, earnings are in 16 days. So if you're not up 10% on this one, buy earnings, you need to sell it, because coming into earnings, it could be dangerous. But this is the one I definitely like here. Just, FYI on that one. All right, let's look at CRE for a TikTok person. CRE, did I get that right? CRE. I did, but I can't seem to bring that one up for some reason. I don't know why. Okay. Bullshit King 7777 following those. Thank you. Tesla strong is house technicals. Yeah, you be careful on buying Tesla here. The technicals don't look particularly good for Tesla right now. That doesn't necessarily mean you shouldn't buy it, but it's one of the considerations I think you need to take into account. All right, RTX. This is Raytheon, I believe. RTX, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it's Raytheon. Of course, this is one of the biggest producers of missiles in the world. And also, for full disclosure, I did actually work as a contractor, as a consultant contractor at Raytheon too. Can you believe this? This one's looking pretty strong. Nice up after hours, basically right at $100 a share. And if we draw the reversal line, and let's take a look at that. Okay, come on, give me the reversal line. Here we go. Yeah, there we go. There's the reverse. Well, sometimes if you can see the reversal right below the reversal line. So we still have some resistance here, basically at about 100. That's probably why it's just barely just inching up here. But let's see. 56 checklist. Not the greatest checklist on the technicals. We're pretty good on the technicals, but here's the thing on Raytheon. I would wait to confirm this. So this is a watch list stock. It's not a buy. Oops. As we speak, it probably isn't. Let me see if we can get that to. There we go. This is probably not as good a stock as some of the other ones right now. Let's see if we can get that. Oh Jesus! Sorry. I got to figure out a way to deal. Oh, I don't want on real time. There we go. So let's see if we can get the. Yeah. Okay. So there we go. So now you can see it. So RTX, I probably would take a pass on this one too. I probably would not be a buyer of RTX here. All right. We're almost out of time. Let's see. Frey Battery Cell Company, please check. Okay. I don't know what that is. If you give me a symbol, that would really help me on that. Frey Battery Cell Company. So I don't know what that is. Let's see if I can find out. So hopefully I can see something there for this Frey Battery Cell Company. Don't quite know what it is. Yeah, Free Battery Company. It's a Norwegian battery company, Freyr Battery. It doesn't look, I'm trying to decarbonizing transport, blah, blah, blah. I don't see this one traded. Let's see if it's traded. No, it is. New York Stock Exchange. FREY. You are correct. I was wrong on that one. Let's look at it. Let's see if I can get that up here. It's Freyr Battery, not a company that I'm familiar with. It's under $10, so it's going to have limited appeal to investment community, because typically for an investment you need on a stock, typically a fund won't invest in a stock unless it's over $10 a share. That's kind of a rule of thumb in the industry. So if you can move over $10 a share, it typically will enhance the buyability of the stock. But right now, it does look like this company is in a downward trend. Let's see if it has profits. I want to see that. No, this is very much of a startup company. So this does not have profits currently. Their cash flow is negative. If you can take a look at that, their cash flow is negative on this one. They did have a nice event there. They are starting to come into profitability, but the trend is downwards. 21 relative strength. I think you just got to watch this one. Unfortunately, I don't think this is going to give you, right now it's just time to watch this one. It's not time to buy this one. It's not profitable yet, unfortunately. So just unfortunate, but it definitely works as a watch the stock. Hey, Jim, when on average you get out of your positions? Well, you know, right now, Brad, this is a really good question. Thank you for asking this question. Typically, I'm getting out of my positions very, very quickly. I'm just basically looking for 10 to 15% gains. I'm not holding them long term. Now the classic way of doing this is if you're up 20%, start taking profits then. But in this market, I've been a little bit conservative. Once I'm starting to hit 10%, I'm starting to take half of my positions off because it's just a tough market to trade. We are in an upward trend, but it's very, very weak. But that's a great, great question. Thank you for asking that. MRO, this is also Marathon. MRO, this is a good company too. Marathon basically has MPC, which is the petroleum company, and then it has Marathon Oil, which is the retail company, and they have a lot of gas stations as well. So their competitors really are kind of like 7-Eleven and those kind of people. It's a good company, but right now, currently it's in the downward trend. Let's take a look at the daily chart on it. This is one of the issues that you want to be careful here. It's right now it's trading below that 200-day line. I just don't like to buy it. It does look like if it could move above that, then I'm more interested in it. But right now it's trading below that. Let's compare the petroleum company with the other company, MRO with MPC. This is the petroleum company. So let's just jump on over and see if we can get that comparison up for you here. There are two Marathons, so you kind of have to look at it like that. And the way that kind of comes out here is if you're looking at Marathon Petroleum Company, that's the refiner, that's been up, and over the last year it's been up 55%. MRO, this is the retailer, it's only up 5%. So basically, if you look at these two, MPC is the one you want, and let's just go for the last quarter because you know that's over last year. So let's kind of look over the last quarter. And even over the last quarter, you can see MPC, which is the refiner, is outperforming MRO. So I would probably go with MPC. you know, I've owned it before. I think it's a really good company. And if you want to be in the petroleum space, I think you want to be in the refiners, not in the retailers. Now, that said, I own Exxon, which is both. So go figure. You know, go figure. All right. RTX, we did that one. And I think we did. Yep, we did. We did. When do you? I've been taking baking my profits very, very quickly in this. All right. What's the prognosis for tomorrow? This is from Wheeze 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm guessing is going to happen, and it's totally a guess. I think that unfortunately, I think the numbers are not going to be that great tomorrow. I don't think they're going to be that great. I wish they, you know, and I think we're going to start to see inflation move up. This is one of the reasons why I've been trying to build my positions in some of the gold stocks, because with the fear of more inflation, and potentially higher interest rates, there will be a demand for gold. Now, why don't I buy just the gold directly? That's a very good question, because I think it's better to buy the mining companies, because they're producing gold. Their costs aren't going to go up if the price of gold goes up. But if the price of gold goes above 2,000, we're very likely to see a lot of interest in some of these mining companies. Now, many of these mining companies operate all over the world, but it's a problem. And the problem is that some of the countries that they operate in, there is political risk. So that's one of the reasons I like the Canadian company so much, like AEM, because it's a major company, but it doesn't have a lot of the political risks that you have with companies like in South Africa. Now, that said, I own Gold Fields, GFI, which is a South African company, but my larger position is in AEM, which is a Canadian firm. So, and it's larger too. There's basically three levels of gold companies, gold mining companies. There are the major gold companies. That's like Anglo Ashanti, AU, GOLD, which is a Newmont Mining, and then AEM. Those are majors. Then you have the intermediate ones, which are basically the royalty companies. Now, I own OR, which is one of those companies. Those are owning pieces of larger mines. And then there's the sort of the startup, the junior miners. Those, the junior miners typically don't have production. So they are typically like a growth company. They don't have income. So I tend to stay away from those a lot. Why? Because they don't have production. And gold mining is very much hit or miss game. All right, sir, what do you trade? Well, I trade, right now I've been trading some of the gold issues, just because I think that with potential inflation, we're likely to see some interest there. Now, also, if you want to trade Bitcoin, and I don't trade Bitcoin currently, but I have in the past, GBTC, this is the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. And this one is doing very well. And I think you ought to put this on your radar screen, because this is a way, this is a way that you can play the market, I think, in a very, very good way. With this one. So let me just give you a show of GBTC, and that'll probably be it for tonight. But let's take a look at, okay, this is the GBTC, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. I think we're likely to get a bounce tomorrow on Bitcoin, but I wouldn't be a holder long-term of Bitcoin. I just, you know, I'm a little bit leery of this one, but this is a way I like to play it. It's broken out of this consolidation. Currently, 1675 was the breakout. Currently, after hours, is trading 1771. I think this one could be quite good. It's 96 relative strength, and if we look at the chart, it's starting to make this move up, which I very, very much like. So this is a way that we probably could play it tomorrow. I don't own this one, but I'm looking at possibly buying this in the morning and selling this in the afternoon. Part of the reason is I definitely think that we're going to probably see a bounce on the GBTC, $17.71 a share. This is a ETF, an exchange traded fund. So very good. It was up today almost. What I'm really liking and seeing in here is, you know, we're starting to see the volume pick up. The volume was up significantly. It was also up 9% just today. So it broke out of this this high tight flag. And again, we're looking at the weekly chart here. If you'll notice, this is a flag here. I want to kind of show you. And it did. This could run tomorrow. As you can see, that's sort of a flag pattern. Hopefully, your camera was unplugged. Oh, goodness. Let's see if I'm... Okay, come on. There we go. Okay, hopefully we're going to get it back. Give me a break. Unbelievable. There we go. Okay, I think we're back and working now. But this one, GBTC, I definitely want to take a look at that one tomorrow. All right, everybody, thank you very, very much for your time. Always. If you're not already on the Action Trade Alerts, great thing to do. See my other camera. Let's see if we can give them the main camera. Let's see. There we go. So put my main camera. Hopefully that'll come up. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe not. Okay. Well, heck. There we go. So, there we go. Oh, yeah, yeah. I need to get a cameraman because I'm definitely not the greatest in there. Anyways, if you're not already a member of the Action Trailer, it's super duper easy to get on that. All you have to do is go to www.DallasTradingFloor. Super duper easy to get onto that. If you have not already liked the show, or please, if you can like it again, that would be great. So if you can go over and smash the like button, that really helps us out. So smash the like button, and that helps us get new people. And also go to www.DallasTradingFloor, sign up for the free email list. We send some great stuff, some good lists, some good watch lists of stocks to go for, and it's all free. And you can cancel anytime you like on that one as well. So please smash the like button for us. It really helps us. And also, if you're on the YouTube channel, please subscribe to the channel. It really helps us out. I got to get all these subscribe things and all that, but I will be doing that hopefully shortly. Without further ado, thanks everybody for taking a look at the show. I really appreciate everybody that's taking a look at me, and do like it. It really helps us out. Until tomorrow, happy trading.